and other services too. If you can help cook, do some admin, or even be a roaming auntie or uncle offering mod support, Third Space needs you. Find out more at thirdspace.org.au, proud sponsor of 4ZZZ.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara and Brooke with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the Queensland Learner License System is set to undergo a review, with the 100 hours of supervised driving requirement to be examined. The review is being completed by the Department of Transport and Main Roads and will evaluate all parts of the learner driving system, including the practical driving test. The last time the process was reviewed was in 2017 and is due for a timely review due to changing community needs after the COVID-19 pandemic.
A husband and wife are lucky to be alive after making an emergency landing in their light plane near Noosa. The couple in their 50s crash-landed on Sunday morning, narrowly missing a house. The plane came down after being hit by a gust of wind, clipping a nearby palm tree before hitting the ground and landing metres from a nearby home. The woman suffered suspected neck, chest and abdominal injuries and was taken to hospital. However, the other patient refused medical assistance.
In national news, New South Wales introduced new religious vilification laws over the weekend, which could see people be fined up to $100,000 for vilifying an individual or group because of their religion. Speaking to the media, Premier Chris Minns says abusing people on religious grounds threatens the thriving, tolerant, multi-religious and multi-ethnic heart of New South Wales. This decision coincides with the ongoing pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel protests occurring in many places worldwide, including Sydney. This legislation appends to existing laws banning hate crimes on race, gender and sexuality.
Australia's biggest ports operator has been hit by a cyber attack, leaving cargo containers stuck on the docks for days. DP World Australia closed its Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane and Fremantle port operations after detecting the breach on Friday, leaving cargo and containers stuck on the docks. The company disconnected its internet in response to the attack, which meant its port operations stopped functioning normally. The federal government is helping to coordinate Stevedore's response and the Australian Cybersecurity Centre is providing technical advice.
In international news, in Italy, a lion has roamed the streets of an Italian coastal town for several hours after escaping from a local circus. The mayor of Ladispoli, Alessandro Grando, told residents to stay at home on Saturday while police and circus staff tried to catch the animal, which was eventually sedated and captured. As a result, the incident has sparked campaigns across the country to ban animals from live entertainment in Italy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.